In the aftermath of his own death, Fitzchivalry Farseer awakens to a fractured existence. Once a royal assassin serving the Farseer throne, he now lives as a ghost of himself. His soul forcibly returned to his tortured body after being preserved in his wolf companion, Night Eyes. The scars of execution mark both his body and mind, a constant reminder of Prince Regal's betrayal. In a remote mountain cabin, his former mentor, Burek, nurses him back to fragile health, their relationship evolving beyond its former tensions as Burek reveals his own journey from Chalcedian thief to loyal servant of the Farseer line. Meanwhile, the Six Duchies crumbles under dual threats, Red Ship raiders attacking from the sea and the newly self-crowned King Regal pillaging from within, abandoning the coastal regions to relocate inland at Tradeford. When Burek departs, Fitz makes a decision that will shape his journey. He will kill Regal, the man who tortured him and murdered King Shrewd. It only seemed fair, he reasons with cold simplicity. He had killed me first. Traveling through the Six Duchies reveals a realm unraveling. Coastal towns stand abandoned, roads swarm with bandits, and refugees flood inland to become beggars. Disguised as Tom the Shepherd, Fitz joins traveling minstrels for safety, but young puppeteer Tassin exposes him to Regal's guards for reward money. After escaping with Night Eye's help, Fitz encounters the Old Blood community, practitioners of the animal-bonding wit magic considered perverse by the kingdom. Black Rolf and Holly show Fitz his understanding of his own magic is dangerously incomplete, offering him unprecedented belonging. Throughout his journey, skilled dreams of King Verity haunt him with increasing urgency. Visions of his weakening king in mountain passes commanding, "Come to me." These compete with glimpses of Molly, the woman he loves, who believes him dead, now pregnant with his child and under Burich's protection. The collision of duty and desire tears at Fitz's fragmented identity. Tradeford stands as everything Buckkeep is not, a city of cobbled streets, shops, fountains, and gardens where the wealthy stroll in finery. At its heart rises not a fortress, but a palatial residence with white pebbled drives through sculpted gardens. This opulence reveals why Regal always disdained Buckkeep, the contrast between inland luxury and coastal vigilance embodying the kingdom's divide. Infiltrating during the Scarlet Ball, Fitz witnesses the King's Circle, where criminals and forged ones face certain death against starved beasts for spectators' entertainment. When confronting Regal, Fitz discovers him protected by his skill coterie, Will, Burl, and Carod, who detect his presence through their shared magic. The confrontation leaves Fitz poisoned by his own blade and fleeing on a stolen horse, sending it back riderless to convince pursuers of his death. Throughout, Fitz struggles with his dual nature, the civilized man bound by oaths versus the wild wolf driven by instinct, wondering if anyone truly gets to live the life they wanted. Fitz reaches Jomp, the Mountain Kingdom's capital, where buildings incorporate living trees with trunks forming frameworks covered in bark fiber and bright resins. Severely wounded, he's rescued by the fool who fled Buckkeep with Queen Ketriken. Their reunion reveals painful truths. Ketriken sought her father's help to find Verity, found evidence suggesting his death, and returned to suffer a stillbirth. As Fitz recovers, he reunites with Chade, his former assassin mentor, but tensions arise when he learns Chade and Ketriken plan to claim his daughter with Molly as the Farseer heir. "You can have my death," Fitz declares. "You can have my life, but not my child's." Despite this heartbreak, Fitz affirms his loyalty to Verity. "No matter what is done to me, no matter how I am wronged, still I must seek Verity." This declaration transforms everyone. Chade beams with pride, Ketriken turns away tearful, the fool sees his prophesied catalyst, and Starling glimpses a legend forming. Catrick organizes an expedition into the mountains to find Verity, including herself, Fitz, Starling, three mountain cousins, the Fool, and an elderly woman named Kettle who possesses surprising knowledge of the skill. They discover an ancient skill road, a black stone path that repels nature and dangerously pulls at Fitz's magic. As they journey deeper, they encounter stone pillars covered in glyphs that transport those who touch them to distant locations. Fitz accidentally activates one such pillar and finds himself in an abandoned city with buildings of black stone webbed with crystal, experiencing visions of a civilization where humans lived alongside dragon-like elderlings. Meanwhile, Regal's Katori hunts them through the mountains, forcing Fitz to shield his thoughts constantly. The expedition discovers a forest filled with stone dragon sculptures in sleeping poses, from traditional dragons to hybrid creatures like a stagman with a human face. Despite their incredible age, none show damage, and Fitz's wit sense strangely detects life within these stone creatures, creating a puzzling contradiction that challenges everything he understands about magic. In a mountain quarry, Fitz reunites with King Verity, now transformed with silver hands and forearms from raw skill magic. Verity carves a dragon from black stone, believing it will save the six duchies from Red Ship raiders. Kettle reveals the harsh truth. Creating a dragon requires pouring one's entire life into it, becoming part of the creation rather than truly dying. Despite Verity's sacrifice, the dragon remains unanimated, lacking sufficient life force. As Regal's forces approach, Verity makes a desperate bargain with Fitz, temporarily exchanging bodies to experience human sensations once more. "Once I had a body like this," Verity reflects afterward, "I had forgotten so much of how that felt." During the battle with Regal's coterie, Fitz discovers the stone dragons can be awakened using blood and wit magic. He and Night Eyes race through the dragon garden, waking dragons by shaking wolf blood onto them. The Fool mounts one to lead them toward the Red Ships. "This is right," Fitz declares. "I am the catalyst, and I came to change all things." With Regal's forces defeated, Fitz uses skill magic to infiltrate his mind, finding beneath the cruelty merely a whining, spoiled child who schemed to take his brother's toys. Instead of killing him, Fitz imprints fanatical loyalty. Through his skill bond with Verity, Fitz witnesses the Dragon Armada cleansing the six duchies of raiders. A transformed Regal arrives at Buckkeep with supplies and soldiers, pledging loyalty to Queen Ketrickin before mysteriously dying from an apparent animal attack, coincidentally after Lord Chade acquires a pet ferret. Years later, Fitz lives quietly with Night Eyes and his ward Hap, teaching the boy practical skills. Through Starling's visits, he learns Burrich and Molly have built the family he once dreamed of, while Queen Ketrickin's son Dutiful grows strong. The skill remains Fitz's tormentor, a magical addiction driving him to write his story on restless nights. The narrative concludes with Fitz and Night Eyes sharing a vision of carving their own dragon. In the end, true heroism lies not in magical displays or battlefield glory, but in quiet choices made for others. Through sacrifice, Fitz discovered genuine strength emerges from the bonds we forge with others, connections transcending the boundaries between human, animal, and something greater.